Coming up next, we have sports with Ian Willoughby.
Račice in central Bohemia was the venue at the weekend for the European Flatwater Championships, and the Czech Republic took advantage of home conditions, winning two silver medals. The first went to one of the country's best-known canoeists, Martin Doktor, in the C1 200 metres category. Doktor, who took two golds at the Atlanta Olympics in 1996, had last won a medal at the European Championships 7 years ago. He said the home crowd had helped him get back on the podium.
It really helped me a lot. They made a lot of noise. During the race, of course, I couldn't understand what people were shouting, but just the sheer amount of noise really helped me. It makes the whole thing feel like a real race. You're not just out there trying to reach the finishing line. It is just what you need as a canoeist. I had said before that this would be the highlight of my season at home in Račice.
Martin Doktor. The other Czech medal was for the men's K4 team of Baťka, Štěrba, Holubar and Schwab, who also came second. Like Doktor, they were competing on a non-Olympic 200-metre course. Next, it's been a while coming, but Czech tennis player Radek Štěpánek has finally, for the first time in his career, broken into the top 10 rankings. Štěpánek, who is 27, is now 8th in the world after recently reaching the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. The last Czech in the top 10 was Jiří Novák 3 years ago. Czech ice hockey star Martin Havlat has joined the Chicago Blackhawks from the Ottawa Senators. His 3-year contract is set to earn the forward $18 million. Football now, and there have been reports in the German press that striker Milan Baroš has agreed terms with one of the Bundesliga's top clubs, Hamburg. He will join fellow Czech David Jarolím at the club if the deal is sealed. Meanwhile, the transfer of Michal Kadlec from Sparta Prague to Glasgow Celtic now appears unlikely. The young left-back says he now plans to stay at Sparta until at least January. And that's all the sport for today.
Thank you for that, Ian. In today's one-on-